Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. In this last segment, we'll be chatting with my colleague in the University Writing Program, Melissa Bender. Melissa Bender has a PhD in English from UC Davis and an MFA in Fiction from the University of Pittsburgh. She's taught writing and literature courses for over 20 years. Here at UC Davis, at the University of Bordeaux, France, at the University of Pittsburgh, and at Penn State Erie, where she also served as the coordinator of the Women's and Gender Studies program. This coming summer, she's teaching a class that she wanted you to know about, and also other offerings through studying abroad during the summer abroad. I'm very pleased she could stop by to talk to us about it. Melissa Bender, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hi, Andy. I'm delighted to be here.
Good to have you here. And you're also a doctor with a PhD in English. Ever thought of hosting your own radio show? Because they require that of you.
Yeah, I have not thought of hosting my own radio show.
Yeah. Joshua Clover has hosted one down here. I've been here for years. There was a professor in music who used to host a show. I'm just saying that it's available to you.
Well, thanks. Now that you have me on the spot, I might have to do it.
Okay, good. but you're hosting a very different sort of project this coming summer. Tell us about this class.
I am. I'm teaching a course called The Grand Tour for the Summer Abroad program here at UC Davis. Mm-hmm. The course gets its name from a tradition that started in the 17th century in England, wherein young English men, and it was primarily men at the beginning, would finish their educations by traveling from England to the European continent and spent up to 2 or 3 years learning the language, studying the culture, learning the geography and the politics, with the idea in mind that they would eventually return to England and be ready to take on their role as part of the ruling class. So my summer class studies that tradition. And we follow in the footsteps of the grand tourists of centuries past. We start in London. We go from London to Paris, from Paris to a spot in the Alps called Chamonix, where the highest peak in Western Europe is, called Mont Blanc. And then from there, we go on to Rome. And the course involves some conventional class time where we'll be studying the literature and the history of the Grand Tour, but we'll also be taking a lot of really amazing excursions and doing a lot of group activities outside of the classroom that you would never have the opportunity to do if you were studying the same subject matter, but staying here in the United States and doing it.
It's really the best of all possible worlds, because all of us really should go to Western Europe, should go to London. I met my wife in London. I find, of course, that it's a magical city. But there are a great number of magical cities throughout Europe. So we can go as tourists, but then often we get shunted into, different commercial opportunities to buy things and doodads and so forth. We often don't have a sense of the history or the literature, the context, as you say. And if we do, there are often all sorts of language issues.
Absolutely.
And so with you leading this class, people can get a sense of these beautiful places. They mm-hmm. can travel these storied pathways and get a sense of Europe in the summertime. How amazing is that? But find out from someone whose accent they can recognize and follow what is going on and what has gone on in terms of the literary and historical context of this beautiful place they find themselves in.
Right. It's much different to go on a course like this where you have an instructor who's familiar with the places that you're going, leading you through and teaching you about the culture and the history of the places, than going on your own and having more of a vacation kind of experience. We'll be doing a lot of really amazing things while we're on the tour, and I'd like to tell you about
sure,
a few
please.
Of those things. While we're in London, we're going to visit Shakespeare's Globe Theater, mm-hmm. and we're going to take in a play there. This year, it's likely to either be The Tempest or Macbeth. I'm very excited about that. We will also be visiting several museums, including the Victoria and Albert Museum and the National Portrait Gallery, where you'll be able to see portraits of some of the people who actually went on the Grand Tour in centuries past, and that's kind of
great.
Fun.
Yeah. You'll also get to see that famous portrait of Shakespeare himself that many of us know.
Right, absolutely. We'll be taking a tour of Covent Garden also while we're in London. It's a neighborhood in London that's worth going to in and of its own right. Right now it's a very lively place. There's a lot of street performers and open markets, but also very pertinent to the course because there's a piazza there that was designed by a 17th century architect named Inigo Jones, mm-hmm. who had gone on the Grand Tour as a young man and was very influenced by Italian architecture when he was in Italy. And so he brought that influence back with him to England. And when he started designing buildings in England, he brought that Italian influence too. And it's very obvious when you look at the style of the piazza in Covent Garden. So it's kind of interesting to see the Grand Tour working in reverse too, the very beginning.
That's a great name, Inigo Jones. I was thinking when we finally started having kids that because my last name itself is Jones, right. that we should name one of our kids Inigo, but then he'd never be able to claim that property on the internet, you know, InigoJones.com right. and so right. forth. It will always have been taken. When you search for him, you'd never find him. Right. He would always come up like 100th.
Right.
And so, you know, we went in different directions. But a storied architect, and you can see, as you say, this piazza and other things that he created
right.
When he was living in London.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. What else?
So from London, we're taking the train through the Channel, which goes underneath the English Channel, over to Paris. In Paris, we will be doing a guided tour of the Louvre. Which is a much better way to do the Louvre than to try to do it all on your own without having anybody guiding you through there. The pass that the students who go on the trip will have while we're in Paris will include entrance to almost all of the museums in Paris and many of the major sites. So anything that's not included in group excursions can be things that students will do on their own. We're taking a boat trip down the Seine from which some of the most famous architecture in Paris is visible, the Eiffel Tower and Notre Dame.
Right.
When we leave Paris, we'll be going to Mont Blanc in the Alps and staying there for about 5 days, during which time we'll be doing a tour of the ice caves, and there will be some optional hiking available
cool.
for students who are interested in that. And then between the Alps and Rome, we make a little stop in Pisa and get to see the Leaning Tower and then make our way to Rome where we'll take a tour of the ancient city, the Colosseum, a tour of the Vatican, and see some of the major art in the Via Borghese.
Mm-hmm.
And also we're going to have a day trip to Pompeii, the ancient city
right.
where the volcano erupted. So it's a pretty amazing sight.
How incredible that you can fit so much in. Tell me again the dates of the excursion.
Right. We're doing all of this in 1 month, starting on June 22nd and ending on July 21st. That's my section of the course. There are actually two sections running. John Stenzel, who is also a UWP instructor, is running a second section that follows a week after mine, so you can sign up for either one of those sections. And in 1 month, not only do you do all of that, you also get 8 units of credit.
Wow.
So it's a lot to pack in, but you get a lot out of it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And if people were interested, how much time do they have to make their decision, and how do they express that interest?
That's a very good question. Our deadline is fast approaching. It's actually this Friday, mm-hmm. April 5th. There's still time to sign up, but you have to make a move on it pretty soon. Registration does not take very long, but you have to do it quickly. And the best way to do that would be to get in touch with the folks at the Summer Abroad office. The website for Summer Abroad is summerabroad.ucdavis.edu. But you can also get in touch with me, Melissa Bender, through my email, mmbender@ucdavis.edu. And I'd be happy to answer any additional questions that you might have that I didn't cover.
That's great. And you had mentioned off mic that one of our colleagues, Aliki Dragonia, is also running a class this this summer.
Right, absolutely. Aliki is from Greece, and she is running a summer abroad course called Travelers in Greece. I can't imagine a better person to go to Greece with. Her course also travels to various places. It starts in Athens, but it also goes to the island of Hydra. It explores prehistoric sites of the great Mycenaeans and the medieval castles and monasteries of the Peloponnese. And there will also be time to take a dip in the waters of Ithaca, where Odysseus sailed from when he went off to Troy.
Right.
Sounds like great fun, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I would love to be there. If I weren't in Western Europe, I'd definitely head off to Greece.
Right.
And do the same deadlines apply for that Greek opportunity?
Yes, absolutely. Same deadline. And it also runs for a month, starting on July 2nd, and it's also 8 credit units that you get for taking the course.
Excellent. Well, these are great opportunities, and if you're an undergraduate and you haven't decided what you're going to do with your summer, this would be an amazing way to spend a month. And so, again, find out more at, is it summerabroad.ucdavis.edu.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, Melissa Bender, it's been a real pleasure to hear about this opportunity. I know that you and your students will have a blast, and you'll get to practice your French again, because I know that you taught at University of Bordeaux.
I did.
And so you'll be speaking English so eloquently all for the first week, and then all of a sudden you'll step into France, and you'll find that your students will be doubly impressed with you.
Right. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you know Italian as well?
I don't know Italian. However, one of our other lecturers here at UC Davis, Jay Grossi, in the Italian department, is going to be in Rome at the same time as we are. And his students will be staying in the same place that the students from the Grand Tour will be staying. So he is going to help us out with the language issues in Rome.
That's great.
Right.
Well, you got to figure, between everyone's English and your French, that you guys should do okay in Rome.
Yes, we'll be fine.
Absolutely. Right. All right, Melissa Bender, really well done, and thanks very much for coming on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology.
Thanks. It was great to be here.
Same here.
Good night.
You too.